name of the true and ever-living God, who redeem, bless, and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and salvation. Pray with me. Father, you offer that some joy to us now if we know you and recognize Jesus as our Savior and Lord. You gave us a reason to celebrate when you gave us the unspeakable gifts of Jesus Christ. You came to dwell among us. You went to Calvary's cross for us. You overcame death and rose from the dead for us. You forgive our sins and give us eternal life when we believe in you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be very comfortable. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends of St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
It is a joy to have the love of Jesus in our hearts. And you look marvelous, gorgeous. Any great word you can say in your pink. I don't want to say that you follow instructions, but you just look wonderful. So thank you for coming out in your pink today, but you look marvelous. When I read this gospel and you listen to this gospel, if you're thinking about being a Christian, you get scared because you say, what have I been doing in my life? It is maybe one of the most curious or challenging gospels to read. And I've now had the opportunity 4 years in a row to preach on the third Sunday in Advent. I don't know how lucky I got. 2 years while I was in seminary at my parish, I preached it at both of the churches I was attending. I preached it last year here, and now this year I am preaching it again. When I mentioned it to my lay Eucharistic ministers, one of them boldly said to me, I think you should recycle your sermon and do the first one. And I said to him, I said to that person. Because if I say to him, there's a very clue who I'm talking about. And the priest never speaks about anyone in the pulpit. So first, if he thinks I'm speaking about him, I apologize. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is fresh every Sunday and every day. So there's no recycling in Father Gary. And I make sure of that because they'll tell you, when I finish the sermon, I leave it here, and then I get rid of it next Sunday. So there's no recycling. Jesus' gospel is too wonderful to recycle it or to cheat. But I enjoy this Sunday because when I listen to the harsh words of John the Baptist, you brood of vipers. And as you know, vipers are venomous snakes. So it tells you his feelings that he had experienced towards the religious leaders who were heading to a direction of autocracy. I always get that word wrong. In other words, people were just living a life of building treasures for themselves. Nobody cared about no one else. It was all a me life in that time of Israel. But John was about to tell them that a new order was about to come to pass. And John said that new order would be forgiveness, justice, community love, peace, and a better life. Sometimes we are always in that wilderness experience in our lives where nothing seems to be going right. And that's what was happening to the people of Israel. They were just living a life of just going on with no purpose. But for God, he didn't like the world that he had seen. He had brought them to that wonderful land, and everyone had seemed to become complacent and forgot the struggle that it took for them to make it from the land of Egypt to the new land God had given them. And sometimes in our lives, things start to go good and we assume that everything is just perfect to us. And nothing around us makes any difference. John's message was harsh this morning. And sometimes in our lives, we need to hear it clearly and harshly, because that's the only way we get it. And it's a difficult times when these things happen to us. I always remembered as a kid, I would be in the kitchen and watching my mother cook, and I was fascinated by the fire. And you would always try to touch the fire. Your mother would say to you, if you touch that fire, you're going to get burned. But do you listen? I'm the only one that touched the fire?
No.
Okay, so I don't want the church to make you feel like I'm the only person that didn't listen. And you touch the fire, and what happened? You get burned. And sometimes the burn, you know, if you get a burn in the wrong place, what happens? It never goes away. No matter what you put on it. And I can still go. You can come and see mine. It's still here 57 years later. But what I'm saying to you about the gospel is we get to that point where we are so into each other that we just forget what life is about others. And I always say our behavior or attitudes have consequences. We live today in a life we can go along with dishonesty, injustice, exploitation, violence, and even death. We expect our personal lives and our social world to be stained by dishonesty, injustice, and exploitation. But again, as I say to you, our behavior has consequences. John is coming at us hard at that new world, but he also is not just telling us how